So, did you know that average English breakfast can go over 1,000 calories, while a typical American breakfast can be eaten on the go in under 5 minutes?
And today, we're using the delicious cultural battle, American breakfast and English breakfast, to help you master zero, first, and second conditionals.
So, you're listening to the Trainland podcast. Vamos allá.
Welcome, everyone. If you're learning English and you want to progress quickly, even if you're super busy, you're in the right place. These episodes are designed for learners who want clear explanations, natural conversations, and practical examples you can use right away.
And remember, Trainland has the best rated online English classes in Google. You can even try a free session with a native teacher. So your future is just one podcast away. Tu futuro está solo a un podcast de distancia. Por cierto, yo soy Johnny y estoy aquí con Vicky. Vicky.
Hola,
encantado,
Johnny.
Encantado.
Un gusto. Gracias por invitarme a este podcast de hoy.
No. Genial, genial. Bueno, oye, nos vamos a poner las botas con los desayunos, ¿eh? En inglés y en el americano. Okay. Bueno, de hecho, el fictional dialogue, we are in a beautiful breakfast buffet. We are going to be hungry, tired, and also debating about what is the better breakfast. So let's start.
So, if you don't get coffee soon, I'll turn into a monster.
Well, if you drink coffee before you speak, you're basically American. They can start the day without it.
Well, if I were American, I'll have pancakes every morning and maple syrup. Lots of maple syrup.
If I eat pancakes in the morning, I fall asleep after 20 minutes. Too much sugar.
Okay, Mr. Healthy, what are you having then?
Well, a traditional full English breakfast. I'm in London. I have to do it properly. Eggs, bacon, beans, mushrooms, well, the whole thing.
If you eat beans at 8 a.m., you'll regret it.
If I didn't love food so much, I'd be a much thinner person. But come on, look at the buffet. If they keep refilling it, I'll stay here all morning.
If you stay here all morning, the staff would ask you to move in.
Hey, if they offered me free breakfast, I would accept immediately.
All right, deal. You get your English breakfast. I'll get something lighter. If the fruit looks fresh, I'll take that. If not, I'll have croissants.
Well, you know, if we were in the US right now, we would probably be having waffles the size of my head.
If we were in New York, I'll be having bagels every single day.
Very good. Wow. Amazing. But I love breakfast. Doesn't matter if it's English or American breakfast, Vicky. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I also love breakfast. Where I'm living now, nowadays, we have like very huge amount of breakfast, especially with sweet things. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. So let's break down today's grammar a little bit. As you said at the beginning, we will talk about the zero, the first and the second conditional. So the structures help you speak about facts, real possibilities, and also imaginary situations or not so probable situations. And we use all of them in our breakfast conversation. So let us start then just with our first one. And we will use our slides. Here we have the zero conditional, which is used for general truths, habits, or things that always happen, okay? Which is the structure? Well, you use if, the present simple, and the present simple. It's quite simple, okay? Examples that we use in dialogues. If you drink coffee before you speak, you're basically American. Or if I eat pancakes in the morning, I fall asleep after 20 minutes. And maybe a couple more examples. If you skip breakfast, you get hangry faster. That's a fact. If you heat butter, it melts. That's also a fact. And another one, if people eat a lot of sugar early, they lose energy later. So all those are facts. So as mentioned, you use an if and a present simple and a present simple also in the result clause. A key use, always for something regular, true, or scientific. Vicky, what about the first conditional?
Well, the first conditional is used for real and possible future situations. So the structure is if plus present simple will plus infinitive. So let's see some example from the dialogue. If I don't get coffee soon, I'll turn into a monster. If you eat beans at 8 a.m., you'll regret it. And now let's dive into more examples. If we go to the American dinner, we'll try giant waffles. If the buffet closes, we'll miss the eggs. If you order tea in the UK, they'll bring you milk in automatically.
All right, good.
So
That's cool.
some key uses are like talking about things that are realistic and have a good chance of happening.
Okay, very good. Excellent. So it's true. Everything in America is going to be giant. That's for
Yeah,
sure. Giant
true.
waffles, giant whatever. Okay. Good. Now let's go then to the second conditional. Okay. The second condition is used for imaginary and real or hypothetical situations, now or in the future. And the structure is you use if, and then you use the past simple and would plus the infinitive. So let us see some examples from the dialogue. We said, if I were American, I would have pancakes every morning. Or if I didn't love food so much, I would be a thinner person. And another one, if we were in New York, I would be eating bagels every day. Okay, so you see, this was the example. But more examples. If I lived in the USA, I would gain weight from all the dinners, and that's so true. If I were a chef, I would prepare breakfast like a Michelin restaurant. Okay, or if you work in a bakery, you would smell like bread all day. So then the key use of the second conditional, talking about dreams, hypotheticals, or anything that is not real right now. Why does it matter, Vicky, to use conditionals?
Well, if you understand these three conditionals well, you can express routines, speak about real future consequences, imagine different scenarios, sound natural and fluent in conversations.
Okay.
So now it's your turn. ¿Cómo dirías si desayuno muy tarde, no tengo hambre a la hora de comer?
Okay, good. Excellent. So if you are watching us, remember, well, you can always like and subscribe. Okay, so we are always there. And write your answers in the comments and we will read some of them in the next episode. That's true. Oye, Vicky, ¿a ti esto te ha pasado? ¿Desayunar tarde y luego no tener hambre o no?
Pues sí, siempre, siempre. Aquí nosotros le decimos comer el brunch.
Ah, ok, sí. Nosotros aquí también,
Sí.
¿eh?
Ah,
Sí.
vale, ok. Si
El
desayunas tarde,
brunch
comes brunch.
es el. Exacto. So, and your breakfast routine, venga, confession time, Vicky. What is your breakfast routine?
My breakfasts are actually pretty light. So I drink tea, some eggs, and some bread.
Oh wow, very
Yeah.
good.
How
Okay,
about you?
nice. Well, I like toast
Oh.
with butter and yeah. Sometimes I put ham. Other times I put jam. It depends if I'm sugary or not. And then I drink coffee in the morning. Sometimes I drink tea. So yeah, but all right. Well, let us know, friends, if you're listening. Let us know about your breakfast customs. Okay. So, are you enjoying the episode? Well, then, please give us a like and subscribe, and it really motivates us to make this kind of content.
Yes, and if you want to take your English to the next level, try a free class at Trainline Courses from 39 euros. Native teachers, recordings, and a complete platform, all for this amount of money.
Yeah, it's true. It's amazing, huh? 39 euros, it's not bad at all.
It's a really good deal.
Yeah. So let us then just talk a little bit about this cultural discussion about American breakfast versus English breakfast. So we'll see a little bit of history, dishes, customs, and vocabulary. So let's dive into culture. So today, one of the most classic comparisons ever, American breakfast versus English breakfast. So two countries separated by one ocean and united by a love of every very, very heavy breakfast. Very heavy breakfast, both of them.
Exactly. And the difference tells us so much about their history, lifestyles, and even their personality as culture.
So let's learn a little bit about history then. What can you tell us about the English breakfast, Vicky?
Well, the full English breakfast, also called a fry up, dates back to the 13th century. It became popular during the Industrial Revolution because workers need high calories to survive long shift. So the classic ingredients are fried eggs, bacon, sausage, baked beans, grilled tomatoes, toast, mushrooms, black pudding, and tea, of course.
Okay, so it's basically the most British thing ever. Strong, warm, comforting, slightly chaotic, and families used to serve it on weekends to show hospitality. So let us talk then just a little bit more about the American breakfast. Here you have a slide, also a picture of the pancakes, no? So the American breakfast developed differently because people moved around a lot. They needed quick meals. Dinners became the cultural central of breakfast. So, famous elements for an American breakfast, as you can see in the picture, pancakes with maple syrup, bacon, scrambled eggs, toast, waffles, bagels. I love bagels. Bagels, when I travel to New York, bagels is my favorite. Breakfast sausages, orange juice, and bottomless coffee. So yeah, Americans are more coffee drinkers than
Yeah,
tea
true.
drinkers, no?
And Americans love toppings and variations. So you have chocolate chips, blueberries, blue and white cream, whipped cream. So if you can imagine, they'll put it on pancakes.
That's right. That's true. Okay, and the pancakes are amazing. Super big.
Yeah.
So, famous dishes and the history. So, the full English. Let's learn a little bit about this. Perhaps the most famous breakfast in the world. Many pubs serve it all day because locals consider it comfort food.
Yes. And let's see the pancakes and syrup. So maple syrup are indigenous origins. It was boiled from maple trees up long before Europeans arrived. Americans simply add the pancakes and a lot more sugar.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we're talking here about the U.S., no, but Canada also. It's amazing with the
Oh,
maple syrup. Yeah.
yeah.
So, waffles. Well, waffles. Waffles are not really American, but anyway, what is American? No, in
True.
America, in America, everything is imported from somewhere. No, so waffles. If you want the real waffles, you have to travel to Belgium. Okay, so waffles were brought by Belgian immigrants, and now it's a symbol of American brunch culture.
True. And let's see the New York bagels, what Johnny you actually love. They were introduced by Eastern European Jewish communities. So now it's impossible to imagine New York without bagels.
That's true, it's true. And then let's talk a little bit about breakfast customs. What can you tell us, Vicky, about the UK habits?
Well, tea are more popular than coffee compared to America. And then the breakfast can be heavy, but only on weekends. Beans on toast is a daily classic, and hotels often serve continental breakfast, but locals prefer a fry up.
Very good. Yeah. And about American habits, well, coffee is essential. Breakfast is often eaten outside the home. Fast food breakfast menus are extremely popular, and brunch is a social event. So it's I would say it's a culture matter in America.
True.
So let's compare them.
So, if you want variety, choose American breakfast. If you want comfort, choose English breakfast.
And if you want a heart attack, choose both. So that's a reality. So yeah, a lot of
True.
calories.
That's so true.
Okay, so let's learn a little bit of vocabulary useful for listeners, Vicky. What can you tell us?
Well, we have the fry up, which is the English breakfast. We have the rashers, bacons, beans on toast, and kappa, cup of tea.
That's true. And then we got some US words. If you go there, like sunny side up, those are eggs, okay? Buttonless coffee, hash browns, and side of bacon. So those are expressions you might hear.
So,
So
if you had
go ahead.
to choose only one breakfast for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
Ooh, okay. Well, it's good that you're not asking me that question. That's for our listeners, ¿eh? Eso es para nosotros escuchantes, ¿eh? Oh, porque yo no sabría qué decirte, ¿eh? Pero, okay.
Está difícil, lo sé.
Sí. Well, tell us in the comments. And why not make a conditional sentence with it? Ya que estamos con los condicionales, ¿no? Pues a lo mejor, pues. Oye, nos vamos a la respuesta, Vicky. Decíamos la frase era: si desayuno muy tarde, no tengo hambre a la hora de comer. ¿Cómo dirías esto en inglés, Vicky?
So, la respuesta correcta sería: If I have breakfast very late, I'm not hungry at lunch time.
Oh, perfect, excellent, ¿eh? Y tal vez para vosotros, hey, what's your perfect breakfast? Cuéntanos, dinos tu desayuno perfecto. Hay gente que no desayuna, ¿eh? Vicky, hay gente que sale de la casa y no toma nada, ¿eh? Pero yo
True.
no, yo tengo que
No.
desayunar algo.
Lo mismo, se me hace muy difícil. Puedo
Sí,
desayunar
sí.
poco, pero necesito. I need the
Okay.
breakfast.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, entonces cuando nos hagas la frase de tu perfect breakfast, hazla con un condicional, okay? Con un zero conditional, con un first conditional o con un second conditional, okay? Y nos lo puedes escribir en los comentarios. Vale, pues ¿qué hemos aprendido hoy, Vicky? Pues hemos aprendido los zero, el first y el second conditional. Simplemente un poquito para recordar, el zero conditional son general truths, habits, cosas que siempre ocurren. Utilizamos el present simple y el present simple en el result. El first conditional lo utilizamos para real and possible future situations. Por eso utilizamos el will con un present simple y con el infinitivo al final. Y por otro lado, el second conditional, eso ya son cosas que no son reales, son cosas imaginarias, que nos gustarían, hipotéticas. Por eso utilizamos el past simple con el if y el would con un infinitivo. Pues sí, yo creo que eso lo resume bastante bien, ¿verdad?
Sí. Y en el próximo episodio vamos a ver los infinitive and the gerunds. Sí, así
Perfecto.
que stay tuned, no te pierdas el próximo episodio, subscribe and like. Visítanos en la página de trainland.com para poder seguir aprendiendo idiomas. Puedes bookearte tu primer clase gratis. Recuerda, tenemos podcast en el campus y una plataforma súper completa con muchos ejercicios para que también puedas ir aprendiendo de a poco en trainland.com.
Bueno, Vicky, ha sido un placer, ¿eh? Ahora no sé si es hora de desayunar, de comer, de cenar, porque aquí cada uno estamos en una parte del mundo, así
Sí.
que lo que sea.
Es
Ha sido un
mi hora
placer.
de almuerzo, así que me iré a
Muy
almorzar
bien. Ok, Vicky, ha sido un
ya.
placer. Un saludo.
Okay, bye, see
Bye bye.
you.